Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Real Stories of Success Teleseminar Series. Annie Jennings PR is a strategic marketing and publicity firm that offers advanced branding, publicity, and marketing services to clients. Annie Jennings PR helps clients achieve their optimal levels of success using media outreach and develops messages for clients, packages and expands individuals, corporations, authors, and experts. Annie Jennings PR is well known for advising clients on exactly how to use their marketing dollars for optimal impact given their personal and professional set of circumstances. Annie Jennings also offers the famous pay-for-placement publicity strategy that allows clients to access the specific media exposure required by their marketing strategy without the high cost of monthly retainers. Annie Jennings has been an invited guest lecturer for the Harvard Club of Boston, New York University's publishing program, and for the American Society of Journalists and Authors. She is a premier publicity expert in the country with her knowledge sought out by professional organizations and the media everywhere, including AOL.com, TheStreet.com, Us Weekly, and leading business magazine Fast Company, who says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. And today we have a very special guest with us, image specialist and award-winning marketing executive and national media contributor Ryan Prucker, who has been seen on Fox News Channel, Fox Business, Cavoodle on Business, as well as an Entrepreneur magazine. Ryan is also the author of the book Seven Steps to a Powerful Image, as well as the audio programs The Business Image to Succeed and The Image to Get Your Ideal Job. Ryan is also the producer and host of the radio and television series The Bottom Line with Ryan Prucker. So thank you both, Annie Jennings and Ryan Prucker, for being with us today.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome, Ryan. We're happy to have you on our Real Story Success Series. This is where we showcase stories of actual experts, of clients of ours, who have gone on to garner media attention, and we want to hear what it was like for you, Ryan, to become a media expert and what it meant for you in your career development and advancement.
Well, thank you so much, Annie. It's a real pleasure to be here and to share my story, because I think it's a story that can truly change anyone's life if they're looking to increase their media exposure and increase credibility. And with what I've been able to accomplish, with the things that you've been able to implement for me, building on my experience and taking me to that next level, I mean, I've got to be honest with you, I've taken it and run with it in ways that I've never even imagined.
I know, and that's why you're on the show today, because I really want to share the way that you have really taken it and gone to the next level. And before we get into that, because this is the whole thing, there's two points I'm going to make here. One is, you have to meet me halfway, I meet you halfway. I bring you the media placement. I can get you booked. But after that, you have to create your own magic bullet to the outcome. You, the client, take the opportunity and leverage it into more opportunity, business deals, book deals, TV shows, whatever it is, and we're going to hear Ryan's story momentarily. And that's what's important now, is to understand what happens after you get this big media break, all right? And Ryan's going to tell us how he handles himself and what this has meant for him in terms of his growth, development, and business success. But also, one other, I would like to start with asking you, how did you like the pay-for-placement business model versus us coming to you with the whole $5,000 to $10,000 a month business model, where you didn't know what you were going to get? How did this actually help you access powerful media that wouldn't have been available to you otherwise? You see, there would have been that barrier to entry.
Right.
You either have money or you can't get in the door. Money meaning it goes to your retainer.
You're absolutely right, and it really helped me control the cost. And literally, you're only paying for what you receive. There's no better option than that, and I really felt that it was advantageous, because at least when you're, you know, spending and investing in yourself, you're immediately seeing your return on investment by saying, I paid for this, this is what I got. But then, like you said, it's taking it to the next level and figuring out how to capitalize on everything that you're doing and the investments that you've made, and then going to that next level and incorporating it and folding it back into every aspect of whatever your business or your expertise is.
I like the way you just phrased that, folding it back into your business. It's worth noting the whole concept of folding it back into your business model and applying it in as many areas as possible. And we're going to hear from Ryan in a minute on how he did that and what this meant for him. And as you know, Ryan was able to break into a lot of major media that gave him, you know, a strong level of credibility in his industry. So one of the things we notice about appearing on national media is that you do increase your exposure to your target market. You certainly do create a national expert status for yourself. You start being able to prove, I am a thought leader in my industry, and here's why. You're getting the evidence built up that allows you to compete successfully, to outcompete, actually. You know, media is a very, very strong, it's a strong seal of approval. It's another third party with a huge amount of credibility saying, this guy's really good. You got to listen to him. So take it away, Ryan, and tell us, how did you capitalize on your media and fold it back into your business?
Well, and building on what you just said is what I call instant credibility. When you're up against other competition or whatever it might be in a business or in your area of expertise, and these guys have been around for longer or they're bigger, there is a perception that they are better. And when you come in with a national media expertise and a list of places where other people have established you as an expert, you get that instant credibility, and what I call it's an equalizer. It immediately puts you on a different footing for someone else so that you can go in and really achieve your success from a position of power, no matter what stage you're at in your career. And so that was one of the things that I was trying to grapple with. I was a marketing and advertising and television production company. It started out in Syracuse, New York, and I was thinking, what can I do to make myself unique and different? I was trying some other things, and they were working, but I thought, how can I bring this all together? And so I spent time writing letters to Fox News and MSNBC, you know, kind of a Dear John letter, hey, I'm available. and I was trying everything, and so I thought, you know what? But for me, that was the spark. I identified, this is what I think I need to do in order to make this happen, to set myself above and beyond. And so, of course, then I found you guys, and you really helped, you know, from the moment that I was sitting there in my living room, you know, bellied up to a TV tray, banging away on the computer, 1 month and 9 days later, I was making my first national television appearance on the Fox News Channel discussing the image and strategy of presidential candidates Obama, Clinton, and Romney. And, I mean, it was amazing. You take initial concept to figuring out what you want to do to finding the right people, and that's what it did for me. And so, you know, I've taken that, and then one grew into three, and then six, and then so on. And I just, again, poured it all back into my marketing. And for me, I'm a marketing and branding guy. So what I did was I created a brand for myself and my company that said, the more experience, the more exposure, the more expertise that I can show and build that into my brand, the better off my clients are going to be, because when they hire me, they get an expert. And so it was instantly, as I say, an equalizer. It helped people attract to my company. I'll give you a real story example. I just got done doing the Super Bowl commercials for 2010. And I'm doing a radio media tour, and at the same time I'm dealing with clients that are wondering, you know, proposals are out, hey, you know, can we make your commercials? Can we handle your advertising? Can we handle your marketing? And they're going, oh, geez, we're looking at some other people here and still good credentials. And you say, hey, look, just to let you know, I'm not available on Monday because I'm going to be doing these media tours talking about the Super Bowls. And instantly they're like, well, geez, you know, it kind of drives the point home. We're wondering whether this is the right person, yet this guy's on TV, radio, talking about the as a media expert.
And major radio, too, name brand nationally syndicated radio. Not just any radio, name brand radio. So that's the nice part about national media, is that if you want to get to the top, hang out at the top. So you're right, Ryan. I think they did make their decision once they heard that you're going to be on nationally syndicated radio with a huge name-dropping network.
Exactly.
It's like a no-brainer. We need this guy.
Exactly.
You know, and it becomes not so much, and here's the nice part, too, in terms of return on investment. We'll talk about return on investment. Media is gold. Media gold, let's call it. All right, these firms want to hire whoever's going to give them their return on investment, that is the actual outcome that they can define, and that means something to their board of directors. They don't want to hire somebody who's possibly going to get them an outcome. Everybody's job is at risk if the person doesn't perform. It's like, why did you hire them in the first place? So return on investment is important to every business model. Media is like gold. Media never loses its value. and you can use it over and over again. So one investment can pay off for a lifetime.
You're so
very
right.
Interesting concept, don't you think?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And not only not only can you use it, like you said, over and over, but once you have it, I mean, they can never take it away from you. You were on national television. You were on radio. You were whatever.
Exactly.
It is.
I was going to make a joke, with gold and other things. I mean, it is subject to fluctuating prices. The one thing about media, it's better than gold. Okay, it is marketing gold. Because you have it forever. You have the icon up on your website as long as you want. You have the demo of yourself as long as you want. And these really do set you apart from your competitors, allow you to outcompete at every single turn, and use it to your advantage. You have national TV. Your competitors don't. Optimize it and maximize it. And now that we have Ryan on the line, let's ask him how to do that. So how do we use our media to compete against those who do not have national media in their bio?
Right. You to overstate the simple, use it in everything you do. When you write your bios, you want to use any appearances that you've had or featured on these different types of things on your website. Put your demos up there, on your marketing materials, in your folders, in your presentations, anywhere you can possibly use it. You want to reinforce that message and tell the story that you are a media expert. And when someone gives you a third-party endorsement, when Brian Kilmeade from Fox News Channel said, "Ryan Prucker, it was so smart of us to have you on. We're going to have you back." Mm-hmm. When you have those sound bites and when you have those people, if anybody ever goes to my website, which is ryanprucker.com, you will see a great example of how I use it. I actually edited all the different appearances that I had together. So it says Ryan Prucker, national media or image expert, marketing expert, Ryan Prucker. I'm reinforcing my name with the expertise, with the national media, image strategist, all of those different things, and you use it in every possible way you can in all of your marketing, because again, it's an equalizer, and you will literally stand above people who don't have those credentials. Or if they do, say you have a company that already has all these media credentials, you can now compete on a similar stage.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I think it's fantastic. I have a question for you now. What was it like working with our firm? What did you find out? Like, how was it? How was your experience? A lot of people do want to know. What's it like working with Annie Jennings PR? Does she treat you like royalty, like she says she does?
Absolutely.
What was your experience?
I have all good things to say. Absolutely treated like royalty. Professional, on time. I mean, just everything you could imagine that you would want, especially if you go into something you've never done it before and you're totally blind, if you will, going into this. They will help walk you through every process, so you never feel like you're on your own or like, oh my gosh, what am I doing here?
You know, one point I'd like to make is our publicists have a very keen eye. We all have the blink factor. We instantly know why you're good. And the publicist you work with, Sarah, who's our national publicist, she was able to expand your natural talent, your natural area of expertise. We have a keen eye here. Expand it so that now, within the month, as you mentioned, the 1 month and 9 days, you were on the air talking about politics, the campaign. The people who were contending for the highest office in the country. I mean, it was amazing that you moved so quickly, only because you had the talent, Sarah had the eye, she matched the two, and presented you completely developed, created talking points, all set and ready to go to the media. They couldn't say no.
You're so right. It was really that dynamic combination, and Sarah was just fantastic in everything that she did for me, and just really a great working experience. And it really helps sharpen your skills too when you've got someone who's saying, this is a possibility that we have that we're talking, we're pitching, let's work on some talking points, and then giving feedback on that and everything else like that is really valuable coaching and valuable to build a career on.
Right. You know what's interesting is you just mentioned that it really does help having somebody with their finger on the pulse of what the media is talking about that minute.
Right.
Because a lot of experts, they may know kind of what's in the news or what was in the news that morning. We know what's in the news right now. We know where the conversation is today all right, at 2 o'clock, at 3 o'clock. We know what the media wants to know. That's interesting to have somebody like that naturally working with you, because it is empowering you as an expert to not be accidentally pitching the media on your own or through anyone else with yesterday's news story or yesterday's point of view.
Exactly, exactly. It's up to the minute, you know, live, late breaking. It's all of those things. And I'll even take it a step further. Not only is it things that are going on right now, but it's also things that are going on later in the day or even tomorrow, mm-hmm. and things that they can see, you know, that you guys can see ahead. And that's a huge plus for anybody who's looking to get into this.
Yeah, which is really interesting. And I know that we're recording this right around Super Bowl time. And Sarah, our national publicist, and she's just like, oh, the other publicists were all interchangeable. Everyone here is very, very good. But what Sarah did, she said, what if I put together a group of experts who could comment on all things Super Bowl from A to Z? And she did. And she put together a group of experts, packaged, developed them, and presented them to the media, and walked away with 5 national placements, all right, on the biggest networks in the entire country, for these experts to comment on the Super Bowl, everything from marketing, advertisement, you know, commercial commentary, trends that were spotted in the commercials. They were out there. They were out there talking about it. So when you're defined as the number one expert in your field by the media, I think you earn the right to charge more fees, to raise your fees. Why not? People are not, it's not so much about what you charge, it's about that return on investment. And companies often like, they like to pay. Ryan, they like to pay for value. Am I right?
You are so true. That is so true. You're right. They absolutely will pay for value. But it's up to you. Look, nobody's going to pay
right.
you more than you ask for.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got it. That's why it's so important to use it in everything that you do, so that when you do hit them, whatever that number is, not only are you confident about it and you believe in yourself and you believe you that you are an expert, but it's also that they do too, and then you price accordingly. But again, it's pulling it all together and really making this, as you say, this media gold work
mm-hmm.
for you, because that's only the tip of the ice. You know, the one appearance is only the tip of the iceberg. It's a continuation of what you do after it.
Well, that's exactly right. And here's the thing too, is to keep out there in the media, because your competitors are right behind you. So
right.
you've got to get to the top spot or one of the top spots and hold it as well.
Couldn't agree with you more. It's all about positioning, maintaining that market share, or like I call it, mind share. Who is thought of first? Who is liked the best? Who is the person that is thought of as the expert, as the authority? And that's really what you have the power to do with good marketing, good public relations.
Mm-hmm. You know, you told me an interesting story recently, and it was about when you decided to move to a big city and what it was like for you to break into a new city. So picture this. Here's a great expert moving to a city where break-in is required. You have to build a reputation quickly and be taken seriously by your market, by the market that's been there established already 10, 15, 20 years or so. So Ryan Prucker decides he's going to take on this big city market, right, Ryan?
Exactly. Syracuse, New York, upstate
yeah.
New York to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's quite a jump. And you were already successful in Syracuse, but what happened when you got to Washington, D.C., and how did you use your media to combat the naysayers?
Well, it's as simple as this. Do you come down and position yourself as somebody who has a successful company in Syracuse, New York, and you're setting up, or do you establish yourself as someone who, yes, comes from Syracuse with a thriving business, but who is a national figure
mm.
in terms of a media expert who's now expanding down to a larger market? It's all in the way that you position it and you use it, and then you have the credentials to back it up. And in doing so, building off of my, you know, my abilities, not only my abilities and my skills, but also using that media exposure, you know, ended up working on some media things with First Lady Michelle Obama through a nonprofit volunteer client that we ended up working with. So that's why I say one thing leads to another. One door opens
Snowball.
The other, which opens the other.
Snowball effect, right? It just
exactly.
go. You got to be in it to win it, and things happen. Momentum begets momentum, and you never know what that next phone call is going to be. It could be Oprah. Really? That's why we answer our calls as quickly as possible here at Annie. If you ever notice, Ryan, every time you call us, we're like jumping on that phone because you never know. Your next phone call could be from Oprah. It can happen. So we just are always out there in it to win it ourselves. Now, I have a question for you. One thing we didn't talk about in this entire phone call, and I hope my listeners can figure it out. Let's think about it. We talked about TV, getting on as an expert, building credibility, leveraging your media, but we didn't talk about something. And this is what a lot of people, where they make their number one mistake, the number one mistake in publicity and marketing right now is not having the correct objective. That is focusing on an outcome that doesn't serve you, that doesn't do you justice, and that is book sales. We never discuss book sales as being an objective of our media outreach. And that's because, think about the book sale. The book is a showcase. It's a showcase of your knowledge. It's a showcase of who you are. But it should not be the profit model. Because look at how much more money is made with consulting, speaking, going into a company to do an overview or revamping or take over a department for them or train their staff. There's a lot more money in that than there is in a book sale. So, Ryan, how do you feel about book sales?
Well, I take a similar approach. I look at it as not the be-all and end-all, but yet another number one, another credibility piece. But it's also a way to make residual income. But at the same time, it's nowhere near, as you mentioned, the speaking fees, the consulting fees. You know, that's how you get paid as an expert. If you're a celebrity, if you're a politician, whatever it is, there's a finite number of amount of money that you can get on book sales. So use it and let it be residual income. But it's a part of you, but it's not the only thing, because there's much bigger amounts and much bigger potential that you can achieve by having a wide scope. And that should just be one of your tools in your toolbox is a book or is other products. And I look at it as residual income.
Exactly. And you're allowed to have a book. You're allowed to have a product. You're allowed to have everything you want in this world. Absolutely. And the caveat was just to be careful to not make everything about a book sale, because it's absolutely not worth your time, because in the end, you're going to sell more books by becoming a professional speaker or an expert in demand or a corporate consultant than you ever dreamed possible. But you can't get there from here. You have to take this path that puts you in front of the media as a national expert and positions you as a thought leader and influencer in your field. And then your books sell like hotcakes because you have credibility. Why Ryan? Why now? You've got the answers to that. And just to let you know a little bit about a story of another one of our real story clients, is he started out with he didn't want to sell books, he wanted to be an expert. Sure enough, within a few months, he had tripled his speaking fees. He wound up selling 50,000 books and never once asked me for book sales.
Unbelievable. I believe it.
That's what they say. All of our real stories report excellent book sales, but they had to remember their eye was not on the book sales. That's misleading. The eye is on building themselves up as a national expert and leveraging it, and that's what they did. And many people got more clients than they could handle. They actually had to turn people away. One of our experts turned our radio campaign into over six figures.
Yeah.
Never once asked me for book sales.
And you know, if you look at that in continuing that thought, the likelihood of having a book that you use to become an expert is a lot less likely than becoming an expert who sells a ton of books or anything you touch turns to gold. There's a much better chance that an expert can, when you focus on becoming an expert, all doors are open, but when you just focus on a book and selling one book, it's more of a short-term goal, and it really isn't going to establish you as an expert. It's just a piece of it.
You know, and let's just wrap up in talking about how much fun was this for you to do? I mean, was this exciting and energizing, and did you just jump up every day and said, I can't wait to get in the game today?
It was the most incredible. I mean, I love it. It was exciting. It's still exhilarating. And it's just you just don't lose that passion for it, the excitement. There is nothing like getting ready to do something live in a national stage with people that you've seen on television or watched on, on the radio or television, and it was just incredible. I still love it. And the other thing too is it, once you do that, and once you're up against the, you know, the somewhat of the, oh my gosh, I'm going to be on national television, let me tell you something. The next time you have to go and do something and present at a meeting or give a talk to 100 people when millions of people have most likely seen you, it's not that intimidating. It's like, oh my gosh, I was on national TV. What, you know, I can do anything now. And it really is exhilarating all the way around. And it lasts more than just that little soundbite that you have on the in the media.
It's, you know, I'd like to, sure, let people know about your website. I happen to be on the RyanPrucker.com site, and it's just a great example of, Ryan, everything you said about leveraging your media in every possible way. If you go to that site, it is magnificent. That's Ryan Prucker, P-R-U-C-K-E-R.com, Ryan, R-Y-A-N-P-R-U-C-K-E-R.com. And just browse through that site, and you'll see that he's side-by-side with Hillary Clinton. He's commenting on one of her stories. He's got all the icons up there. I mean, you just look, you look like you're a million bucks. You look terrific. And you've got all the, all of your still shots of you on all of the shows. Notice it's sort of a picture. They've, you know, however you did that, you stopped it, and you've got the picture of you actually on the air. A lot of people just have the blackout video, and you have to click the arrow to get started.
Right, right.
This is seeing everything. It's a huge impression. You go to his site, and it, whoa, you're just blown away, because it's all there. You don't, you just see everything at once, and you're with the impression, you're left with the impression, this guy is the guy I'm going to hire. This guy is good. Hey, if he's good enough for Gavuto, he's good enough for me.
Well, thank you, and it really has helped. I've done speaking engagements, my consulting for marketing and for helping people, you know, take whatever experiences that they've had and whatever they've built their companies or their businesses on, and creating those promotional materials, you know,
terrific.
It has all helped to really increase that side of my business,
yeah,
as well as my company.
You know, it's funny, we should work together more. We should get all the media, and then you should take it to the next level for clients, because you'd be surprised, Ryan, how people don't really understand how this whole works. This is why we're doing the series, because there's so much value, and people's lives can be so enriched. Their business lives can be enriched. Their personal lives can be enriched. People are through us, I believe, people can live the life they've always dreamed of. And the missing ingredient is not understanding how to expand their tremendous media exposure that Fox or any of the major shows can bring them, and expand it into their marketing. So I'll tell you, Ryan, I want to thank you for sharing your point of view on this, and encourage everyone to get in touch with you. If you have media, you need Ryan Prucker.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. And likewise, I absolutely 100%, it is the best money you will ever spend to work with Annie Jennings and her team. Gave me an amazing start, and I cannot say anything. I can't express how thankful I am, and just what a fantastic job they all do, and you guys are amazing.
You know, Ryan, it was one of those things where we decided that we were going to do it this way, or we weren't going to be in business. Because when I first came into this business, there was only retainer-based PR offered, and I said, "Wait a minute, this is a barrier to entry to all this tremendous talent, all these voices out there. People can't get in the door for the media because it's only for the wealthy. It's only for those people who can afford all that. It wasn't for the emerging expert." And we said, no, this is not right. People have to have access to the media. Their voices have to be heard. And we created our famous pay-for-placement model. And I often wonder, where would the business be without this model, without people like you being able to access the media, build up your careers, and bring it to the next level? Because think of how many people you've helped, right, to go on and become more successful and earn more money and become
Absolutely.
More satisfied with their lives, better people. You know, it's a domino effect, and we all play a role. And that's the thing that we're most proud of, is bringing people like Ryan to the center stage, and then seeing Ryan go out there and make himself wildly successful, and then help others do so. We love that. That is what we do here.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Could not agree more. It's amazing. You guys are the best.
Thanks. Well, we're on our way. We're going to continue booking today and do what we do here best. Meanwhile, I want to thank Ryan Prucker for being our guest today on the Real Story Success Series. It's been wonderful getting to know Ryan and his story. Ryan, when people want to get in touch with you, what would you recommend that they do?
The best way is to email me.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to my website at ryanprucker.com. My corporate site is imagelight360.com. That's my advertising company. And you can email me at ryan@imagelight360.com. That's imagelight360.com.
I like it. Okay, terrific. Well, thanks, Ryan, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you so much.